I reckon there's not a soul alive who watched Big Brother back in the day, Big Brother, the originals, yeah. Big Brother, who wouldn't know the woman I'm referring to when I say we're speaking with Reggie.
Reggie!
Right, spot on there. And if you don't, well, let's take you back.
Would you welcome this year's winner of Big Brother, Reggie!
Listen to the crowd and this music. Do you remember this music?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
We're at Metro's in 2003 right now. It was huge. It was everywhere. Reggie is back. She's part of Big Brother. Premieres tonight, 7:30 on Channel 7 and 7 Plus, and she joins us now. Good morning to you, Reggie.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Reggie, look, I mean, at the time, you know, season 3, you won Big Brother with 72% of the final vote, which
huge.
Is an astounding amount. In school, as a younger person and as a young teen, were you always popular?
Oh, gosh, no. I got bullied at school. I had hairy legs and they used to say, here comes the bush pig.
So, oh, but you're so lovable.
Yeah. Oh. No, I got chased by girls all the time. And I wasn't that popular at school, no.
Well, you certainly
anyway.
You certainly became popular and people loved your down-to-earth nature so much, and it couldn't be more exemplified in the fact that when you won and you won a decent amount of money, you seemed to be a bit more happy about winning the bloody PlayStation.
Well, Reg, I have to tell you that, yes, you get the tissues, yes, you get the $250,000, and yes, you get the PlayStation.
That's what we love about Reggie.
Oh, gosh, that was, oh, look, because I saw it down beside Gretel's feet, and I was like, oh, gosh, I hope I win this PlayStation.
Bless you.
You could have bought so many of them with your 250 grand.
We were sort of going through, like, heaps of stuff. Even this, right, the actual, like, part of the other prizes, you got a phone.
Your next prize is this. Look at me. It's one of those phones. Oh, they give you $1,200 credit on this phone, which is now yours.
So one of those phones,
one
right?
Of those
so
phones.
We're talking like iPhone, like the first sort of iPhones and stuff, and credit, Reggie, credit on a phone. I mean, this is the sweet spot. Like, it's particularly for me, a bloke who grew up, you know, so heavy into watching these shows. Like, these shows were blowing up as I was getting into watching TV and hanging out with mates. Yeah. And this is the stuff that we were sort of talking about. I wanted to be there in that crowd, that throng of people, as you walked down the gangway after being announced as the winner. I wanted to be there, and I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it. I could only imagine what that moment must have been like for you.
Oh, my goodness. It was so surreal and bizarre and overwhelming and crazy, because after being locked away for 3 months, not seeing, you know, anyone from the outside world, and you just come into this crazy screaming crowd. It was a real blur, but and I remember my head just being all fuzzy. It was like a television that had gone off, and it was all fuzzy. I can explain it.
Reggie, original Big Brother, you just got to be you. But new Big Brother, last couple of seasons, has been more like a survivor challenge that's about kicking people out. How did you approach it?
Oh, gosh, look, I just think, you know, I can do anything. That's what I was thinking. So, you know, because I've got a lot of battles going on, especially with my eyesight, and I think, oh, you know, I'm going to give this a go. I'm going to do it. So, you know, and I didn't let my eyesight stop me.
We're still chatting with Reggie, 2003's Big Brother winner. She's on the new season of Big Brother, and we find out what happened to all of that cash and everything else that she won back in the day. $250,000 in, like, back in 2003. Like, that's millions today. Like, that is a lot of money.
God.
That is huge, right? So there's that. There's also this. that I read, the Hobart newspaper, The Mercury, and naming you in 2007 as part of the list of Tassie's top 200 movers and shakers. Now, I got to know, like, that sort of cash, you're making lists like that. What did you do with all of the newfound fame? What'd you put it into?
I paid off the house because I was married to Adrian, so I paid off the house, and then our marriage broke down, and I walked away and left it to him. So,
wow.
And then after that, I went to Sydney to try and get work in Sydney, and that didn't work out, and I spent like $20,000 on rent, lawyers getting divorced.
Yeah.
And then lawyers getting out of my contract, and then I moved to Melbourne, again paying rent and trying to get a job. So it pretty much, and then I got ripped off $40,000 by this con man. So that's where it went.
What a journey.
I hope you take out this season again. You deserve all the money back.
Yeah, it would be handy. It'd be good to have that, to try and help now with the kids. So my life's totally changed, since 2003.
I think the question on everyone's lips is, we didn't know that there were 200 people that could get on a Tasmania's Movers and Shakers list. So that's we're all learning something today. Yeah.
I didn't even know I was on that. Wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Well, there's still a few Go Reggie bumper stickers on cars in Tasmania floating around as well. And
oh, my God, my parents, my dad still got one on his car.
Awesome.
Oh, seriously, and those cookies, there was Reggie cookies, my face was on all these cookies. They even went over to the UK, like they were that popular.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah. Gee whiz. Mate, honestly, it's a real special moment being able to talk to you this morning. You're in the hearts and homes of so many people across Australia, you know, back in 2003 and for so long after. And it's lovely to hear that you're keeping well and that you're going to be back on our tellies. Big Brother premieres tonight, 7:30 on Channel 7 and 7 Plus, mate. Looking forward to seeing it.
Thank you so much.
The other night I went to get something out of my bag, and I've just been finding this week in particular, I can't find the things that I need.
Mm-hmm.
So I know my handbag very well. It's very much you put your hand in and I can feel it and be like, oh, that's a lip balm. This is it's full of stuff. I do take it with me everywhere I go.
What's a handbag?
And I took out a few of the receipts and a few of the things that had gotten in the way, but I swear to you, I put everything back in that I have been carrying around.
Everything?
On a daily basis.
Mm. Everything.
Everything.
Okay.
What is in my bag today is what is in my bag every day.
Okay.
And so I just thought I'd give to you guys my bag. You're welcome to go through it, Maddie.
Get in there, Maddie.
Do you want me to pull it all out and announce what's in there?
Oh, I mean, it's up to you. You can take out whatever you like, question whatever you want.
Yeah.
Because it dawned on me, this bag.
Calm. A room spray. With neroli and lavender.
It's
what's
beautiful.
Neroli?
It's beautiful. Spray.
How come you've been holding on to that for so long without telling us?
Glasses.
A few moments in here, you could have used that.
Hip flask. Is there any booze in it?
Well, no.
See, pass me the hip flask.
The hip flask is actually full of water. That's because when I need to take my meds during
meds.
The day, my ADHD meds, and I can't access them.
Oh, there's more glasses.
Without water. Two sets of glasses.
What the hell is that?
That's a flip-out handbag. Like another bag inside a bag.
Why do you have a bag inside a bag?
So when you go shopping, you can get your things out. A phone.
Oh, it's key ring with a naughty drawing on it.
It's basically a clown car. The stuff that comes.
Tape measure.
A tape measure.
Why have you got a tape measure in your bag?
I use it all the time.
For what?
Measuring all sorts of stuff.
Like what? Yeah, but what? When you're at the shops.
I do a lot of reno and home stuff. You never know when you need a tape measure.
I have never once seen you take your tape measure out here at work.
Oh,
we work together a lot.
I just trust you when you tell me the length of things.
I'm not on.
You are on.
Am I? Oh, yeah. I can't hear myself.
Because you're not saying anything,
mate. No, I thought I was the only one that stole pens from work.
No, a couple of pens. Mm. But it's a clown car, right? Stuff just keeps coming out of it. And I'm carrying that around on my shoulder every day. And I thought
lip balm.
Well, that's one lip balm.
Apricot.
Hand cream.
Hand cream.
I mean, there's so much stuff.
Mm.
I'm doing this.
Pink sand, that's your colour.
Another lipstick.
So why are we doing this? Why are we deep diving into your bag?
Because I weighed the handbag.
Yeah.
Turns out the handbag weighs... Well, why don't you have a guess, Matt, with all those things in it? What do you reckon the handbag weighs?
I reckon it weighs about 2.5 kilograms.
My God, you're so close. 2.82 kilos. I'm carrying around a handbag on my shoulder that weighs nearly 3 kilos every single time I leave the house.
That's almost as much as a human head.
That's stupid.
Mm. Hey, Pete, I've just realised there's a zipped pocket that I haven't looked in yet.
Oh, get into the zipped pocket. That's where the good stuff is.
That's what you think.
Another purse.
Another purse.
You got two purses. That's full of sign.
Yeah, you can have a look. What's
in there? Is that Nero?
No.
Is that your old dog?
No, just any dog.
It's just a random dog.
Just a random dog.
More drugs.
There's just more meds.
More drugs.
Panadol and stuff. You never know what you need. But clearly. I challenge you, ladies, this morning, go and grab your handbag, stick it on the scales, give us a text. Our text number is 04800 21945. I would like to know how much your handbag weighs, because this is bad for my spine and my back.
For sure.
3 kilos on my shoulder is an unacceptable amount to be carrying around.
Puffer and
lady things. Tampons. Everyone needs those in their bag.
Like, don't say that.
That's a lot of things that I'm carrying around. I mean, I'm prepared for everything, but I'm prepared for scoliosis and some serious bone issues if I don't get down to a smaller handbag than what I've got. Ashley in Merengaroo. Have you just shocked yourself?
Nah, yeah, a little bit.
How heavy is your handbag?
About 4 kilos. And this is my daily handbag as well, not my work one.
Four kilos? Oh, yeah. What have you got in it? I mean, I just had the usuals, but, you know, the extra medicines and things I'm carrying around probably aren't necessary.
So I've got a pencil case, I've got a pad, I've got pens, I've got... I've got 3 cans of Coke.
Yeah.
I've got Nurofen. I've got glasses cleaner. I've got 3 pairs of glasses. I've got keys. I've got flash drives. I've got a tripod.
Oh, wow.
So is this a backpack or an actual handbag?
This is just one of the crossbody handbags.
Wow. See, and the handbags aren't even that big. My bag's not that big. I don't know how I've got 3 kilos worth of stuff in it.
I have a question. Why do you have a tripod?
Because I sometimes record videos for work on my phone.
Okay. And make sure you've got room for your diabetes medication, Ash, for after you've had those 3 cans of Coke.
Breakfast, lunch and morning tea.
Oh, there you go. Breakfast of champions.
Adrian Barish, good morning to you, sir.
Morning, my friends. Where would you like to start? The AFL's new glamour team, Fremantle, or the Eagles, who were plucky, brave and gallant? All terms that you don't really want applied to you because it means you lost, basically. It just means that people are patronising you, saying you were never really expected to win. They did have 20 blokes out, though, so we'll cut them some slack. And tsunami's coming, though, Pete. Tsunami's coming for the Eagles as the Demons are here this weekend and they want revenge. They want payback for the 2018 preliminary final when we totally embarrassed them.
They're holding on to that a little bit, aren't they? That was 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, it was horrible, though. You know, missing out on a grand final by getting absolutely thrashed at Optus Stadium. So Maxi Gawn and co, I can just see what's going to happen. But well, the Eagles will get a lot of blokes back. But let's talk about the glamour team of the AFL. What do you reckon, Pete?
Yeah, sounds good. Hey, look, for this one, debut here for Jai Amos on Friday night against North Melbourne.
He's known for being a reliable finish, and that is why he's dead-eyed Jai, who kicks his first goal in the AFL with his first kick.
First kick, first goal.
That's Barrow. What every bloke wants to be known as, the reliable finish.
On debut as well.
I'll leave that one alone. Hey, Nev we call him. Nev made a great debut. Never miss. Jai Amos. He never misses. He's. I don't know where you get these blokes from, but you've got a tree down at Coburn. I think you just pluck them off, all these great talents. And if Heath Chapman's not the NAB Rising Star nominee this week as well, I'll be very, very surprised. But, wow, all we're looking forward to now is another Demons clash, actually, the Premiers. But we want Fremantle at the MCG, couple of weeks' time. Frio head over, the next team to test them out. They're unbeaten so far. If they knock off the Premiers, if they win that, everybody in the Purple Army is buying grand final tickets the very next day. Pete, what do you reckon?
Oh, mate, I am one hand on the credit card as we speak. I am one hand on the credit card. So if they knock them over, we're there.
It's just so great how well they're going. And, you know, after so many years and such bad luck and getting to a grand final and getting beaten, and now they're knocking on the door. And then Moldau says you've got to trade Nat 5. And Nick, hello, I know where you're going with that, but jeepers, you don't trade Nat 5. He's going to be the icing on the cake. He's going to come over.
Yeah, get in there.
Barra, I think I've worked out a way that the Eagles can beat Melbourne this weekend. Would you like to hear my theory?
Yes, please, Matty.
Take him out to the hippie club the night before.
I'd love to see the hippie club getting a mention. Hey, I wanted to also mention, just happened, Max Verstappen won the Miami Grand Prix, Daniel Ricciardo 13th. The big story coming through, though, is that will Lewis Hamilton be fined $400,000 for refusing, Kim Babb, listen to this, for refusing to remove his nose stud while driving?
Oh.
He absolutely loves his bling, and the FIA, who runs the motor racing, says, look, you can't wear a nose stud in the when you're driving. What if there's a fire, you know, it could set fire, you know, do something.
Set fire to your nose ring.
That seems like the least dangerous thing he could possibly have going on in there.
Exactly.
I know, he's just told him to get nicked.
Like, even when I played netball, they just put a little Band-Aid over my nose ring. I mean, come on.
Is that what they do, Oh,
yeah.
And what about our own Sam Kerr?
Oh, two goals. Beautiful.
Oh, Maddie. Golden Boot winner, scored the most goals this year in the Premier League. Stunning goal for Chelsea. If you haven't seen her, Google it up. She is an amazing star, and she's going to get Chelsea to the Premier League Championship.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Barra. Good on you, mate. We'll see you on 7 News.
See you, guys.
Thanks, mate.
Footy is Barra's game. Insurance is RAC's. RAC Insurance for the better.
Guys, I've had some appliance love, we'll call it, for a while
bet
now.
You have. Yeah. It's a family show, Kimber, for God's sake.
Not just about the appliances in my second drawer, but I mean, I've talked about my love for the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah, me
because
too.
That thing was just a game changer.
Game changer for us as well.
I just feel like a chump for having done dishes my whole
me
life.
Me too.
Like, it was one of those things where I went, I just got back about 8 hours of my week without even trying. But the sort of unsung hero in my house is, I mean, yesterday, let's just say I was banging on about it and my partner made me realise by going, are you seriously talking about this? And I went, yep, so much so I'm doing it on air now.
Go on.
My toaster.
Oh, okay. Well, a good toaster is a good thing.
Now, isn't that a hard thing to find?
Mm.
You think that toasters can be any... Thanks, Pete.
You're welcome. it warrants it.
But you would think you could get any toaster and it would be fine.
Yeah.
I once tried to upgrade to the 4-slice toaster because I thought it would be more convenient. But it doesn't deliver like this toaster. And I've had this toaster since pre-2004.
Mm.
It's getting pretty old.
18 years.
It's getting pretty old.
It's a good life for an appliance.
Very good life. That's also 18 years of crumbs sticking at the bottom of it because nobody cleans their toaster.
And that's what gives it the flavour.
This thing's magic. I don't know what it is. It is the most simple toaster ever. It doesn't have any settings. It doesn't have, like, it has just the settings of, like, 1 to 5. But there's no, like, crumpet setting or reheat or any of that. It's, like, a very basic, cost me under $30. I worked out that's cost me $1.60 a year.
Wow.
This toaster. And it gives you the perfect toast every time. You put a crumpet in it, it knows. Mm. You put frozen bread in it, it knows. I'm so nervous about this thing carking it.
Mm.
I'm like, I'm keeping it in mint condition now.
What brand's this toaster?
It's called a Sunbeam Cool Touch.
Ah, Sunbeam.
Sunbeam. God, yeah.
A cool touch because
cool
this has got plastic on the outside that you can actually touch the toaster. But seriously, like how, you know, just have you got an investment in your house like that where you've gone, my love for this appliance, it will never grow old.
Well, it's a new love affair for me, actually, because my wife, T, bought a coffee grinder.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had plenty of them, but this is a new fandangled one that you can change the coarseness
of the
coffee. And I've been grinding coffee and not even drinking it. I've just got jars of coffee.
So it's not
different
fresh
grinds.
Anymore.
No, it's sealed, you know, in the freezer.
Oh, well, mine's just the classic air fryer. I don't know, it's, you know.
Oh, have you been using it? Is it actually worth getting?
When you got 3 kids, to be able to just grab stuff from the fridge and chuck it in there.
Who wants more nuggets?
Oh, my God.
How long does it take to do, like, chips, the oven-baked chips?
The chip setting, it pops it on, I think, for about 12 minutes. 12 minutes,
and
man.
Perfect.
And they are perfect. They are crispy. They are crunchy. They're soft on the inside.
T, go and buy an air fryer, darling.
Yeah, mate, you got to get yourself one. Honest to God, like, they, it's changed my life.
Well, there's only so much grinding of coffee I can do.
Yeah, true.
I need a new thing.
It was Mother's Day yesterday.
Yes.
And Mother's Day, it's wonderful when you've got... So I've got the three kids under six, but it's kind of nice now because when it was just Mila and she was very young, I would have to organise the gifts for Mum.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now Mila's at a stage, and Izzy getting there as well. She's almost four, where there are things happening at school. So like I said last week, they total off with $10 each, and there's a Mother's Day stall. By the way, that Mother's Day stall made an absolute mozza.
I bet it did.
An absolute mozza.
It's one of the side hustles that ScoMo's talking about.
It is ridiculous. Yeah. It is a lucrative business there.
Anyway. Is it just going back into your child's public school because pretty the government much. Aren't covering their education?
Yeah, wow. There's that. But we don't mention that, Kim, because cool. That makes me very sad. But so, they had organised bits and pieces. And I was like, you know what? This is great. This is amazing. Kids... Sunday morning is the plan. You get up, you're going to give that stuff to Mum. Mila took it a step further on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Bless her. She didn't want to just give Mum a gift. She wanted to go the whole hog. So she has gone and gotten up before all of us. I don't know if she set alarm or anything, but she's gone up before. Now, I've woken up to the clanging and banging of pots.
Oh, dear.
I'm like, Christ almighty, what's going on? I haven't taught your kids how to get around a kitchen. Don't go near knives. Get up. Wander in there. Oh, my God. The gas was on.
She's gone straight to fire.
She's gone straight in.
Gas was on, no flame?
No flame, no pot boiling.
Good, good, like, good.
There was eggs and flour and crap everywhere. So she'd had an attempt at making pancakes.
Okay.
What a legend.
Okay. Absolute legend. Amazing, right? So Sunday morning's generally pancake day anyway.
How many times do you think she would have watched you make the pancakes?
Oh, she's there every Sunday. Well, she's there every Sunday morning with us, watching us, you know. Yeah. And occasionally, like, hey, Mila, you know, crack the eggs and
sure.
Put it in there. So she's had to go by herself. Didn't want to wait the rest of us. She goes, surprise, Mum. That hasn't worked. So what she's done is she's gone plan B. And plan B was, let's make Mum a bowl of cereal and we'll have a nice hot milk with it as well.
Oh, lovely.
Anyway, she's taken the bowl of cereal and the hot milk into Mama, woken her up. Mama, oh my God, Liz has had the time of her life. What an amazing morning. This is incredible. Then about an hour later, Liz sort of wanders out and she's, you know, got her plate and she's finished off the whole bowl and she's drank the milk in the cup and all that sort of stuff. And then it dawns on her and she goes, Mila, what milk did you use?
Oh, no, I knew you were going to say this.
And Mila showed her the bottle and the milk was out of date.
Oh.
Oh, what did you think I was going to say?
It was breast milk.
No, no, it wasn't breast milk.
Okay.
Matt was horrified at the idea of her consuming her own breast milk.
I wasn't horrified. It just thought it'd be quite a thing to wake up to on a Sunday morning. Sorry, carry on.
Not quite as bad as consuming your own urine. Like, it's, you know, but it's, I don't know.
Look until you've tried it.
And yet, it still sounds way less weird than consuming cow's milk.
Yeah. I've had a sip. I'm not going to lie, I've had a sip.
Yeah.
And the flavour changes depending on what Liz has eaten. But anyway, that's, you know, it's a different story.
Yeah.
Delicious expired milk.
Yeah, delicious expired milk. Mila has clearly for the morning bit off more than she can chew.
Sure.
Right? Now, she's not the only one. There's plenty of kids out there that want to spoil Mama. There's another kid that I came across on Instagram. He's bitten off more than he can chew as well.
Oh, no. No, don't. I can't.
Why did I offer this? Did he have the same milk?
Not quite. He is massaging his mum's feet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But this thing's, mate, I've never seen a foot like this. It's a hoof.
Oh, really? And he's dry retching because of his mum's foot.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it looks sweaty.
Gee,
and
whiz.
Engorged. I think engorged is a good term for this particular foot.
That kid needs a better poker face.
Oh, my God. This poor kid. This is the sort of foot you put in an open toe shoe, and the shoe's like, that sort of, you know.
Oh,
it's that sort of foot.
Pete, Matt, and Kimber. Weekday mornings from 5:30. Fly through your morning with Pete, Matt, and Kimber. RAC rescue helicopters are there every hour of every day. Mix 94.